All right, welcome back to The Real Big Show. My name is Michael Trelli, secretly being filmed by Richard Linkletter for the next 12 years. I'm joined this week by the ever so amazing Liz Whitmore. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
We are welcoming back our good friend Jeremy Harmon. Jeremy, what's going on?
Very little. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And our repeat offender, Brad Slayton. Brad, how are you?
Always tried, but never conducted.
Attaboy.
So last week we had a great conversation, and I use that term loosely, on the best kick-ass female sci-fi characters in history. This week we're switching genders and talking about the males this week. Best kick-ass male sci-fi fantasy characters. Yay! After which, I have a special surprise for all of you. Earlier this weekend, I had the opportunity to reunite with the San Diego Comic-Con crew for a special pre-con discussion on what's coming up, what's our plans, what are we seeing, what major panels we're looking forward to, and overall just geek out about the mecca of geekdom, San Diego Comic-Con, which starts next Wednesday. That's following our lively discussion. So guys, on to the kick-ass male sci-fi fantasy characters. This goes out to all of you. What makes a great kick-ass character in your mind? I'll start with Jeremy.
Well, kicking ass helps.
Of course.
Yeah, so one must kick ass. To me, and I use Kappa from Sunshine as one of my great characters, kick-ass heroes of sci-fi, maybe not one that most people would use. But witty, intelligent, thought-provoking, that sort of stuff, and kicks a lot of ass. So sort of Ripley from the Aliens saga, but in a male body, except he doesn't really shoot as many people as she did. But, yeah, that's what I would say.
Liz, when you're looking for a kick-ass character, what does it look like to you in your mind?
I always see, like, very much like Blade Runner-esque, a little bit of Donnie Darko mixed in. I like the weird ones. I like the quiet, brooding, weird ones, and then all of a sudden you find out they're super badass. Like, that's really exciting for me as a lady.
Brad, what's more badass, anti-hero or hero?
You know, the ultimate badass is Vader. I mean, for one, he being Natalie Portman.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Well done.
So let's give it up for Vader. I mean, he let Luke win. He had his time. He's like, hey, you know, I've done all this. What else can I do? Here you go. Take it, son. Take it.
So I'm assuming that, Liz, since you said that, you're an anti-hero girl?
I am an anti-hero girl. I don't know if that's just like a weird chick thing, because I read a lot of anti-hero type of things. I don't really know where that comes from. That's my bag. My bag.
Well, I'll take the anti-hero myself, too. Jeremy, if you could pick one character to fight a battle for you, who would it be?
One character to fight a battle for me? How about Roy Batty from Blade Runner?
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I would take, because frankly, if he wasn't winding down, he would have whooped a lot of ass in that movie. A lot more ass, I should say. Super awesome character. Played by awesome by Rutger Hauer. I'm in it. That's where I'm at.
Two men enter, one man leave, Liz. Who's your battle?
Oh, wow. This is so difficult. There's so many cool characters. I'm going to go, like, totally different, and I'm going to say Chartel Copley when he transforms in District 9. A little weird.
Good one.
Thank you.
He's got that that alien arm. He's ready,
yes,
to go.
Exactly. Yep.
He can shoot big guns with it. That helps.
Yeah. Jeez. Brad, are you going with Master Blaster?
Was that an NES game?
No, it was Dan Mac.
No, it's
Dan Thunderdome.
Oh,
no, Mega Man. Yeah, I love Mega Man. Great game.
I'm
going to go, you know, Rowdy Roddy Piper from They Live. You know, he takes ass and chews bubblegum. Saving the world one shotgun blast at a time.
That's great.
And, you know, giving a little wink to Meg Foster.
Liz, what's the best weapon you can give to a sci-fi character?
Oh, God. Such good questions. A sense of humor? I'm just kidding. Yeah. A big, cool-looking gun that shoots lasers?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Jeremy?
I'm going to go with that sword from Scott Pilgrim. That thing was pretty badass.
The laser sword?
Yeah.
I'm going with that. So it's the same thing as a lightsaber, you know, and Star Wars, those things kind of were the pinnacle. The blasters were bullshit. All the other things could be stopped by a lightsaber. So I'm going to have to go with the Scott Pilgrim sword that he and Gideon fought with.
Fantastic.
Brad, you got a great weapon that you can throw a sci-fi character in the middle of a battle?
You know, it's got to be the Highlander sword.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Sean Connery handing it down. Dude, it takes heads off, you know? I mean, come on. And it draws lightning.
There can be only one.
Exactly. Don't tell anyone where I live.
Jeremy, what works better for a kick-ass male sci-fi character, brains or brawn?
Well, since science fiction is sort of a brainy genre anyway, I'm going to have to go with the brains. Brawn, that's the action hero bullshit. You can stick that with the Expendables, right? The
Expendables. I love it.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with the brains, right? What? Obi-Wan was a badass. Yoda was a badass. All because they had the brains, not the brawn.
Liz, brain or brawn?
Oh, brain, hands down.
Is anybody going to pick brawn? Brad?
Yes. I would. You know,
contrarian. You
know, damn it, I'm drinking, and let's bring up another shitty B-grade movie that I won't ever have a chance to bring up again. Let's go He-Man, Dolph Lundgren himself. I mean, Come on, we all know Dolph Lundgren probably is riding the short bus in reality, but as the master of Eternia, he's taking Skeletor down.
Dude, I tell you what, he's actually a PhD in some crazy chemistry. That dude's super sharp in real life, no joke.
No joke, he is. I know that for a fact.
He is not one to be trifled with in the physical or the mental arena. So I would I'd stay away from them both places, buddy.
I will challenge him to a round of Jeopardy.
Good Lord, I'd love to see that.
I would too. Let's get kick-started.
There you go.
All right.
Let's make it happen. Can I be the question reader?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Jeremy, is there one character that hands down the prototypical badass sci-fi character? And it doesn't necessarily have to be the one you picked for the fight for you.
That's a good question. I'd have to... How about... and I can't remember the character's name, and it's like Looper. How about the Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt character from Looper? What the hell is his name?
I can't remember either.
I'm looking it up right now. It is Joe. Boy, that was a tough one to remember. God damn.
It's not a common name. That
sounds like you have an accent to it. You know?
There you go. So Joe. Yeah, I'll go with him because he's got, I think there's a little bit of the best of both worlds with brains and brawn there. Even though he's not super ripped, there's that action part of his character with the brainy stuff, the kick-ass gun. Yeah, I'm in. Joe. Looper. There you go.
Brad, can you top Joe?
Yes, I can top Joe. I can do the greatest knife trick of all time on Joe, and that would be Bishop Lance Henriksen from Aliens.
He's the prototypical badass sci-fi character for you?
He is. He saved Ripley's ass. Ripley would be gone if it was not for Bishop.
He's pretty good with that knife.
I mean, who hasn't mimicked the knife trick? No,
I've got the stars to prove it, dude.
Every male that was alive when that movie came out and probably after it has attempted it at least once. I mean, I urge my children to do it constantly, and they tell me, no, this isn't safe, you know? Not really, people, please.
No letters, no emails.
Yeah.
Calm down.
No Child Protective Services.
Yeah, please.
No.
Anything but that.
Liz.
I mean, the Highlander sword.
Top Joe, top Bishop, you're on.
Corbin Dallas.
Oh, Dallas Corbin.
Fifth Element, not a Bruce Willis.
Boo. Sorry.
That's such a crazy, weird movie. How do you not love it? It's kitsch as hell.
Lilu Dallas.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
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 That movie's so good. Chris Tucker's genius in that movie.
Oh my God, so great.
One of my favorite Gary Oldman roles too, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, he's, I mean, everything he does is nuts good. Like,
he's fine.
Okay.
He's fine.
Jeremy has a thing against Bruce Willis.
Exactly. I'm not a fan of the Willis.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm learning new things every day.
Hudson Hawk, though, I'm a big fan of. The
Roberts. Everyone should love Hudson Hawk.
You better watch your tongue, Slayton. You're not too far away from me to pimp slap from here.
Well, speaking of pimp slapping, which rising star actor has a chance to become the next badass? Liz.
Oh, wow.
You love you some young males.
I do. This is totally because I'm gonna name drop real quick. I think we've discussed this before, that I went to arts summer camp with Ben Foster, and I very much enjoyed him in Pandorum. So I think that if he can, like, I don't know, I really liked it. But again, sort of anti-hero, very interesting take as far as that age group. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody else that is interesting.
That is a kick-ass answer. I love Ben Foster.
Good, yay.
Brad.
Pretty solid.
Okay, last week with the females, we went Melissa McCarthy. So this week, let's go Jack Black. He's got the karate skills. The karate, he will kick your ass. So
yes, he will.
Let's go Jack Black. I would love to see these people cast in sci-fi movies. My reward would be awesome.
Mad Blacks Beyond Thunderdome? Good Lord.
Melissa McCarthy is Ripley Jr., you know?
Jeremy, please tell me you can top this.
What, Jack Black? Is it really hard to top Jack Black?
No.
I guess.
Even though I hated Chronicle, I think Dane DeHaan has something that could be cool. Other than that, I think Hayden Christensen really has something going for him because I'm kidding, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh. You guys thought I was being serious. Dane DeHaan, yes. Hayden Christensen, no. I think he could be buried in the desert. Nobody would need him.
And I'm going to bring this up, and it's not a joke. Taylor Kitsch have any chance at figuring it out?
No. He's horrible in everything he's in. Guys, stop.
I actually thought John Carter was okay.
You think he's pretty, Liz. Don't even try it.
You know what? He's not for me, believe it or not.
Good for you.
I hear this a lot. I'm like, oh, Taylor Kitsch. I'm like, I don't really get it. But that's just, it's a personal thing.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Love him.
Yeah. But as an up-and-comer, though, I mean, I think he's got it all licked at this point.
Well, we're talking about sci-fi. We're not talking about overall acting.
Well, even with Looper and the Batman stuff, which I don't know, you can consider sci-fi or whatever. He's there as far as I'm concerned. I don't think there's an up-and-comer there. I think he's got it.
Well, I'm going with Tom Hardy because Mad Max Fury Road is going to fucking own.
Agreed.
And I cannot wait till Saturday morning to see the trailer in all its glory at San Diego Comic-Con.
Is there a Mel Gibson cameo in that movie?
No.
I will not watch it.
Really?
I shouldn't say I know because I've heard people tell me that he was offered and he doesn't want to overshadow Tom.
Okay, because that would happen.
Well, I think it's just the fact that he was Max, and I don't think he was. Yeah.
No Mel, no Tina Turner, no Brad.
That cast is huge, though.
Yeah.
Nicholas Hoult, Charlize Theron, Tom Hardy. I mean, the list goes on with that cast. I mean, from everything that I've seen, there's nothing about it that I'm going to hate.
Does Charlize Theron feel like she has to act in films that require no acting talent whatsoever?
I've heard she's pretty amazing in this.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, like, to be honest with sci-fi, like, Prometheus, like, Mad Max, they're not really what get you acclaim from critics or
Eon Flux.
You know what I mean?
I love that movie.
Why isn't she going like a monster
around? Of course you do.
The stuff she's good at.
Not... not a Charlize fan. She was good in Monster, I guess, but yeah, not a fan.
All right, well, for fun, I put together some matchups. Let's see who you think would win. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Snake Plissken versus Mad Max. Jeremy.
I'm going Plissken, dude.
Why?
Why not? He's got an eye patch.
Cool. Eye patch automatically wins. Is that kind of what it is?
He looks cooler. He fights better. He doesn't have all of the post-apocalyptic bullshit. Well, I guess
that's
he kind of
true.
I'm going Plissken straight up.
Brad.
Agreed.
Yeah, I gotta go Plissken. I mean, he watched a woman be raped on the streets of New York and didn't bat an eye.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going Plissken.
Yeah, and I guess that he also surfed that huge wave and escaped from LA. So you know.
You gotta do it when you're hanging out with Rob Schneider.
Good Lord. Fun one. Captain Maul Reynolds versus Han Solo. Liz.
Han Solo.
Ooh. Jeremy?
That's my opinion.
Are we Firefly fans? Any of the three of you?
I've actually never
seen it. Oh, you said Maul. Oh. Hold on a second. Firefly, Maul.
Exactly.
Clearly, I've heard you, because hands down, Mal, let's not even have this talk right now.
is that Nathan Fillion's character?
It is.
Han Solo, for sure. He'd shoot first.
Hypothetical question. Does Han get to shoot first?
No.
He would anyway, dude.
Yeah, but he would anyway.
Okay. As long as Han shoots first, he wins.
All right, well, I'm taking Maul Reynolds, so this is a tie. This is a big tie. This one's for Liz because she's going to love this one. Neo versus the Doctor.
Oh crap. Well, I'm going to pick the Doctor because I'm a big movie and dork. But, like, breaking down logistics, I feel like that would be a very complicated fight.
It would be, considering the Doctor and all of his powers against Neo in his world.
Right. So I feel like that's a very unfair matchup, but I respect you for it anyway.
Jeremy or Brad, you want to chime in on this one as non-Doctor Who fans?
I'd have to go Neo because he has a time-traveling phone booth.
You're awesome.
I just got really confused for a second.
I know. That's an incredible answer. I love you.
Good Lord.
I will abstain because I don't care about either of them.
All right, well, then you're going to start this one off. The Terminator versus RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Why?
Why? Because the Terminator can be... You just melt him, for crying out loud. It's pretty easy.
Well, you can melt RoboCop.
Nah, Terminator's not good enough. I'm sorry. I'm going RoboCop.
All right, Brad?
I'm going RoboCop because James Cameron, the Antichrist, didn't have anything to do with RoboCop.
Yeah, but Paul Verhoeven, the creator of Showgirls, did.
Oh, no, and God bless that man. I'm pouring out for him right now. Elizabeth Berkeley. There we go.
Liz,
through high school.
Liz, you got a dog in this fight?
I'm going to have to say RoboCop as well.
RoboCop for the win.
We're talking Peter Weller, RoboCop. Not
exactly.
PG-13,
yes.
RoboCop.
Yes, yes, of
yes,
course.
Very much so.
Well, this is my favorite matchup. Boba Fett versus the Predator. Brad.
Which Predator?
Predator 1.
Predator.
Jeremy?
If it's the Jean-Claude Van Damme one, Predator for real.
The Red Lobster.
Exactly, exactly. I take Predator any day of the week. You kidding me? Boba Fett, he's a bounty hunter. Not an intergalactic alien that's, you know, capping species, you know, and galaxies across the universe. No way. Predator would eat him alive.
Trifecta?
Yes, Predator for all the same reasons.
Yeah.
The Predator had a hard time killing Gary Busey, though, so I do kind of question.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a painful watch.
I like that one. With Chet, I mean, Bill Paxton, are you kidding me? I liked it. I'm calling it.
Garrett.
Predator 2, I'm in.
And Riggs, you know?
Yeah.
Riggs.
Danny Glover, for real.
Last one. Captain Kirk versus Fox Mulder. Liz.
Oh, God. Really? Oh, come on. Really?
Hey, these are not going to be easy.
These are just mean. Mulder.
Jeremy?
I agree. Mulder it is.
Brad?
Yeah, Mulder. I mean, he's been waiting his whole life for an alien, so he sees one, isn't he? He's going to be like, I am right.
And drag he's like, where's my sister, like, you bastard?
Exactly. Drag it to Scully. See?
Hope he hope you have a poster behind him that says, I want to believe, with Captain Kirk's face all fucked up on it.
There you go.
Dartboard. Stay behind. Sorry.
So, I wanted to give this opportunity, this last little segment, to discuss what we have coming up in the world of writing and the movies we're going to be checking out in the next week. So, Liz, you want to start us off? What are you going to be seeing this week, and what do we got to look forward to on realnewsdaily.com?
Yes, I will be seeing Trip to Italy, which is the follow-up by Steve Coogan, where they basically eat and do impersonations and wonderfulness. So I'm hoping that's funny. And I'm also hoping to get an interview with Steve. I got to sit in the audience for Alan Partridge during New York Film Fest last year, and he's a really cool guy. And so to sit down with him one-on-one would be really fun. Also, I wanted to bring a really fun movie to your guys' attention that I actually saw on Netflix called The Returned. Has anybody seen this yet?
No.
Yes.
Right? So essentially, without ruining it, it's a zombie flick with, like, basically no zombies in it. It's
Is this the French movie?
It's not. It's American.
No.
Are you sure this isn't a remake of one of the French
movies? It very well could be.
I'm pretty sure I'm looking at it right now. I'm almost positive that's what it is.
Okay. The cover looks like the lead actor looks like Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, just so you know. Anyway, really well written, very interesting, big fan. Everybody go Netflix, it's streaming. It's also in Redbox now. It's new, called The Returned. It's pretty good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to write a review for the site, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brad, what are you checking out this week?
I'm checking out the classic 1993 HBO film And the Band Played On about AIDS. That's a heartwarming story, right? Nice. There we go, people.
Bring the kids.
Yeah. 1993 vintage.
Why are you going to get heavy on us, Pat?
Dude, it's not. I mean, to take Cartman, you know, from South Park, AIDS is played out. So let's give it a rest. This is in memoriam of AIDS, you know.
Jeremy, you got to have something good coming on IU, right?
Actually, surprisingly enough, the cinema at IU is dark for all of July. It's the only time that they get to take a break. We have Boyhood and Life Itself coming just at the very beginning of August. So I already have tickets to those two shows. I am looking at Video Games, the movie, the documentary that's done about the evolution of video games, which I will have a review and hopefully an interview for up on Real News Daily. Mutual friends, I know that Liz and Melissa were at the press day in New York City. I just did an interview with the CEO of the production company that produced the film today. And I'll be watching that one as well. So those are the two that I have coming up this week.
Yay.
So smaller films, nothing big. I might go catch something in the theaters, but, I saw Obvious Child last week, and that was unbelievably amazing. So if you haven't seen that one, get out there and check it out.
Very funny. Agreed.
Yes.
I'll be watching Aftermath, starring the great Ed Furlong.
Yes. Yes. I love him so much. I'm such a weirdo.
Yes, you are.
I know. Something's wrong with me. But wait, can I just preface this by saying I love him back in the day. Back in the day. Not like now, because he got weird and bloated and is dating like a 7-year-old. But like, and then who am I to judge? But whatever.
And heroin.
That's the problem.
And spousal abuse.
Shut up, guys. You're ruining everything.
don't forget to beat your bitch, people. Come on.
Oh my God.
Twice. Shows you how much you love her.
I promised a friend I would see The Purge Anarchy this weekend, so hopefully it doesn't suck. And I'll be seeing earlier next week before I leave for Comic-Con, Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know when I can talk about it, but I'll talk to them about whether we can talk about it at the con or if I'm going to have to wait for the following week for it to come out. Yeah. So we shall see.
Stoked.
Well, that was fun, guys. Make sure everybody checks out realnewsdaily.com and add it to your favorites. Hell, make it your homepage. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, let us know what you think of the new digs. Now stay tuned for a special report, the pre-Comic-Con discussion for Liz, Jeremy, Brad, and myself. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week. See you guys.